This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
That's right, jump! It's Tuesday morning. Taz the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live each and every day. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. From there, Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way, other side control-wise. You got Heller with your updates today. In for Bogus as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 Pacific here on CBS Sports Radio. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Vin Parisi. College basketball savant.
Yes.
Will join us in studio coming your way at 7 a.m. Eastern time, 4 Pacific, to help you fill out those brackets. And Vinny is always with us each and every March Madness. Is great at picking the brackets as well. Don't want to build him up too much, Taz, just in case he falls on his face this year. But he's great at picking the upsets and watches college hoops and a former assistant coach at a number of spots, including Rutgers and Iona and all over the place. So he's going to join us in studio coming your way at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So we look forward to that.
Yes.
And we'll continue to certainly promote and publicize the Taz and the Moose Bracket Challenge, which you can go to our Twitter handle, sign up, right? And to the winner, we have to figure out what exactly what exactly it's going to be between us, what's going to be on the line.
But we're going to give a run sheet.
I don't want to. If I win, I don't want to sign run sheet, Taz.
I'll put it to the Moose.
No, I don't want that.
Mark,
I will write to the Moose.
Right.
That's all right.
Taz, right.
You know. No, you won't see
my son Paul. See, Pete will take it, flip it over, or Jackson, and draw like a cheetah on the back.
It's hilarious.
Cheetah. Like, Daddy, and then here are Martians. I'm like, guys, that was my gift
for winning. Gift for winning the pool. Winning the tournament. What the
heck you doing? Why is there a gorilla on page two?
That's funny. We kick off the program though as a little football because. Giants general manager Dave Gettleman in an assault on the media yesterday.
What way to put it?
Based on after the very fact he did nothing last week after trading his most talented player in Odell Beckham Jr. Here is, and we'll get into certainly, there's a lot to unpack in terms of what Gettleman had to say, but here is Gettleman talking about the fact of the notion that Eli Manning can't play.
This narrative that Eli's overpaid and can't play is a crock. I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right. Here he is with Mike Francesa on WFAN in New York talking about the Odell Beckham Jr. trade.
It was a football business decision. You know, I got the proverbial offer I couldn't refuse. It happened fast. And, Cleveland contacted us, and I couldn't turn the offer down.
Right, because he's looking at the three assets and giving up the one asset in Odell Beckham Jr. Here's, now, Taz, let's first and foremost talk about Odell Beckham Jr., because as Brown fans are celebrating and John Dorsey and Baker Mayfield and Juice Landry are celebrating about what that offense could potentially be in the upcoming football season in 2019. When the Giants signed Odell Beckham Jr. to that contract extension, it was a 5-year deal worth $98.5 million, I believe. Dave Gettleman at the time said, we didn't sign him to trade him. Before that, there was rumors that they had conversations with the Los Angeles Rams. Before the Rams made the deal with the New England Patriots to acquire Brandon Cooks, right? And then we had the Chris Sims report that right before the NFL trade deadline, the Giants almost traded Odell Beckham Jr. to the New England Patriots, right?
Right.
Before they got cold feet and basically said, well, if the Pats want him, why would we want to trade him, right? I mean, I'm not putting words in their mouth, but you get the sense. And had cold feet and decided not to trade Odell Beckham Jr. Now they make the trade with the Cleveland Browns and deal Beckham. Now, here's the problem I have with what Gettleman said yesterday. If it's a pure football decision, and you look at what Beckham is on the field for your team, it's hard for me to look at the Giants and say you're a better football team without Odell Beckham Jr. being a part of it.
I completely agree, 1,000,000,000%. I mean, this is, you got Eli, right, who's pushing 40 for argument's sake. I mean, close to 40. And, you know, more or less getting ready to ride off into the sunset here. And this is the best weapon to throw the football to on that Giant football team. Well, was the best weapon. You know, now he's Gonski.
Right.
You know, he's in Cleveland. It's no disrespect to any other receivers, tight ends on the team. I'm just saying, like, it's Beckham. I mean, it's Beckham, Antonio Brown, it's these Julio Jones, it's these ultra awesome, amazing wide receivers that are in the game. There's only a few that are really the elite, and Beckham's one of them. And I still don't think it was the right move.
Well, but if you're gonna define it, and we could get into debate about the compensation, what the Giants are doing here, and there's a lot to look at New York and saying exactly what the game plan here is for Dave Gettleman, and he wouldn't exactly reveal, whether it be the conference call or whether it be the interview with Mike Francesa in New York, exactly what the game plan is, right?
What
the plan is. He just said, trust me, there is one, but wouldn't get into specifics about what exactly that plan is.
Right.
So, I mean, it's hard to really fathom, but you know what? I'll trust him on that, right? I'll trust Gettleman that he's got some game plan that he's going to put together here or has put together about rebuilding this franchise. Taz, why can't you just be honest and say, when everyone's telling you it's everything but football, and the reports were coming out after that deal was made was that the Giants organization was bothered by that interview that Odell Beckham Jr. did with Little Wayne by his side last year with Josina Anderson on ESPN, right? Which was a strange, strange interview. Surprise. That bothered them. That annoyed them. The constant assault on social media where he's going out and grabbing attention as best that he can, Taz, that bothered the Giants,
It
was all about off the field, not on the field. Why can't Dave Gettleman? Because I have a hard time believing anything that Gettleman really has to say. I really do at this stage.
Well, it's tough to trust him.
Well, because he hasn't built up that trust. And, you know, the Giants went from a general manager, as we discussed last week, somebody told me, the Giants went from a general manager that barely addressed the media, did it a couple times a year, to now a Giants general manager who will tell you what he wants you to hear or a narrative that he wants you to hear. So you kind of have to wade through it and see exactly where the truth does lie. So, you know, I'm not telling you that the Giants ownership went to Gettleman and said, you must trade Odell Beckham Jr., but I also think it is complete and utter nonsense. And he's almost painting us like we're stupid.
Well, it's insulting your intelligence.
Well, no
absolutely.
Question about yes, it, that it. That he is telling us now that Odell Beckham Jr. was a pure football decision. You can't tell me it's a pure football decision when we all know it wasn't.
How could you take the best player on your team and want to trade him and try to deal him? He's trying to deal him. I mean, you know, and to answer your question, I know it was kind of rhetorical, but just to answer it, like, why would the Giants, starting with Gettleman, not fess up and say they're not crazy about Beckham off field or his antics or whatever?
Right, what would be the problem now?
I tell you my opinion on that, Moose. I think it's because the reason why Gettleman won't admit that is because then it looks like they can't control the guys on the team. It looks like they can't control discipline on the team. And they don't want to show their hand to Giants like that. And I don't blame them for that. I understand that. Mm. And I think that's why. Because if they come off like that or say anything like that of this guy's persona off the field, in my opinion, of Beckham's persona off the field or his antics or whatever, which I don't think the guy's been that bad, to be honest with you.
I defended Beckham. I don't think he's been that bad either. I don't know if I necessarily, you know, look at where it paints the Giants in a poor light if they are open and honest and say, listen, it became too much here. It became too much of a distraction. It wasn't about our football team. It was about one individual, and we want to get back to the Giant way of things.
Then what else could it be? I mean, I'm giving my opinion.
No, I do think it was about everything else other than football. I think they got completely frustrated. I don't think Gettleman wants to admit that. I don't know the reason why he doesn't want to admit that. Maybe you're right. But I think it's a case of where Dave Gettleman then doesn't want to basically portray it that you have a player dictating what transpires?
That's kind of
say
what
that?
That's kind of the overview of what I'm saying.
Right. Like you mentioned about controlling a player. I mean, I see what you mean.
They don't want the inmates running the asylum. That's all I'm alluding to.
All right, but
that's what I mean.
You know, but if you're Gettleman, though, you get there to begin. I mean, is it better just to admit that, or is it better than to just lie to the paying public?
Well, I think
how exactly do you have that? Do you have that conversation with WFAN yesterday and say it was a football decision purely? And had nothing to do with anything else. How do you have that get off the phone and really truly believe that?
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, it's like now you're going on WFAM here, you know, in New York City and the tri-state area, and you're telling right to the meat and the heart of the New York Giants fan base, like directly at them. When you go on that station, you're going right to the number one source. You're going right there, and you're saying that. Yeah, it's a slap in the face towards the Giants fans because they're small football fans.
Well, they are. Yeah. And then to really hammer that point home yesterday, right, and after coming out of that conversation that he had on the conference call and with Mike Taz, is this. When he talked about Eli Manning, right,
yeah.
As he said, it was kind of a no-brainer, right? That the idea that Eli can't play any longer, this conversation is complete and utter. It's a crock,
yeah, it's like
right?
Ridiculous. Crock.
It doesn't play. That Eli can build off how he finished last year. That Eli can still play if you look at his salary based on other salaries of quarterbacks in the National Football League. You know that he is right there. Now let me ask you this: Gettleman says that, but Eli Manning, after the season came to an end, had a closed-door meeting with Gettleman and then did an interview locally on WFAN in New York and was asked the question, will you be the Giants quarterback in 2019? And he said, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. So Gettleman yesterday tells you that it was an easy decision for the organization, that Eli can still play, that the idea that he can't play is a crock. But Eli Manning himself, after he had his end of season meeting with Gettleman and the Giants, was asked the question whether or not he'll be back in 2019 with the Giants, and his answer at that stage was, "I don't know."
Yeah. So there's a disconnect, right, between the front office and the starting quarterback.
Well, but how does Gettleman not know that? I mean, he's a smart guy. I mean, he is savvy. He's worked for the Giants in the past before he went to Carolina and then came back to take over for Jerry Reese. At that stage, the talking points was that Eli was done as a Giant, that maybe they'd go after Nick Foles, that maybe there was going to be a run at a young quarterback, that they were going to transition away, that they were going to completely tear it down, rebuild it. From Gettleman's standpoint yesterday, where his message to the media was like, there was really no decision.
We
looked at what Eli is as a player and said, he's well worth the money.
The guy is putting out fires. That's all he's trying, you know, and it's so
but
obvious.
But isn't he creating more fires? Because that's another lie.
He is creating more fires because he's insulting people's intelligence. And it's like, this is not years ago when he came into the league. People are savvy to the thing. They have something called the internet. They have something called social media where they can get a lot of information. They can get players chirp a lot, players talk. This is a different world now. The fan base really is dialed in and engaged and smartened up and have access to a lot more information they didn't have years ago. I think Gettleman's a little old school. I think he's a little slick. I think he talks out of both sides of his mouth for sure. And he's insulted people's intelligence. And he's bottom line, he's just walking around with a fire extinguisher trying to put fires out. That's what he's doing.
Well, but I mean, Taz, but he's also, I mean, why not just be open and honest? Why not just be a case of,
because you don't want to show weakness. That's what I think it is.
Is it really show weakness to say that you need better from Eli to, when I was asked that question, Taz, and say, well, listen, as an organization, we weren't exactly sure where we were going to go at the end of the season. We looked at the way that we went back and watched the game film. We analyzed what was going to be available via free agency or trade as an option at quarterback. And right now, Eli Manning is our best option to win and to win in 2019. Or is our best option at quarterback for the Giants in 2019. What's the problem with saying that?
That's honesty. There's no problem. And the same
thing. That's basically what the Giants did.
Right. But to circle back to the Beckham thing, it's the same thing with that. It's like 1 minute he says, we didn't pay this guy this money to to trade him to get rid of him, and then they turn around and they're dealing him. They're trying to deal him.
Right.
And he's trying to act like they're not dealing him. He's trying to act like, and that soundbite we heard, like, Moose, it's like, oh, you know, it was just an offer. I couldn't refuse. It's like he was just sitting back, and Beckham is, he's on our team. He's a Giant. But yet this offer came in, and he just couldn't refuse.
Right.
No, no, you searched the offer, sir. You did. You
correct.
Also called the Buffalo Bills, and you wanted to work a deal out with the Bills.
And the San Francisco 49ers.
That's right. That's right. So he's trying to deal again.
All right, but then you play it out. Why wouldn't he call every team?
Well,
I mean, if you're Gettleman at that stage and you've come to a decision, all right, let's see where the value is for Beckham. We've got a ways to go, Taz. We've got a lot of needs. We're tearing it down. Why not then call every single team outside the NFC East? You're not trading them to the Eagles. You're not trading them to the Redskins. You're not trading them to the Dallas Cowboys. Why wouldn't you then call every other team in the National Football League? If the Browns gave you an offer you couldn't refuse, maybe there was another team.
Right.
That was willing to give you. Maybe it was another team that was so desperate that was willing to give you even more.
So hang on. So he called the Niners. He called the Bills. Who else did he call?
The Browns.
And the Browns, right. The Browns called them.
So Dorsey.
So, he,
so
early
right.
picks.
Browns, Bills, and 49ers.
So the Browns got the second pick. Maybe this is why, I don't know. And the Bills got the ninth pick. Maybe he's trying to get teams that he could work something out with the draft.
Right, but okay, but no team's going to give you the number 2 or the number 9 selection in that kind of a trade. The Browns gave you the 17th selection, but maybe you could get a future first round pick.
Maybe you could get a
pick from, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars with Foles would love to add an Odell Beckham
why
Jr.
Wouldn't
we know
they?
How
yeah.
stagnant
yeah.
their offense is. I don't know financially whether or not they could actually swing that because they're paying a lot of their defensive stars a big amount of money, and they just gave Foles $88 million over the course of the next 4 years. So, I mean, but Taz, why wouldn't you do your due diligence with that? Then you compound it, and then you bring up the Landon Collins scenario.
Forgot right? about that part.
Landon Collins, who walks out of the... So the idea of you don't give up on talent, you don't walk away. So he said, well, we didn't give up on talent because I got 3 assets for 1, right? I traded Odell Beckham Jr. I got the 17th pick, the 95th pick, and I got Jabril Peppers, a starting safety, who's going to step in for Landon Collins. However, if you as an organization already made the decision that you were not going to sign Landon Collins to a long-term deal and you were not going to franchise him after this season... And you were offered a 4th-round draft choice for Collins last NFL trade deadline. Why would you not trade him? He comes out with this explanation yesterday that would send the wrong message to the team. Dave, you got the 6th overall pick. The team stinks.
Yeah, you got to build it. You know,
what would be the message?
A lot of help.
The message, wouldn't that be, but here's the deal, wouldn't that be the right, if you did not want to sign him, Taz, listen to this for a second. Wouldn't that actually be the right message to send? Because it would be a case of, well, if they could trade Landon Collins,
right,
then nobody's job is safe.
Nobody's safe. Right, nobody's safe. Yeah, I think it would
if
be.
You,
yeah.
If you, as a, if you
it,
made
it
the decision,
send the right message. Yeah,
I'm not signing him. And that was the Giants' decision that it was too rich for their blood. They weren't going to franchise him. They weren't going to sign him. And they didn't make that decision 2 days before the tag tender had to come down.
No way.
They made that decision basically a couple months ago.
Right, of course.
So you knew at that stage, probably by the NFL trade deadline, Taz, they had an idea moving forward. The season was over. Season was lost of what not we were going to do. Wouldn't that necessarily not have been the wrong message, but the right message to send? Not only that, isn't that the smart business decision to trade Landon Collins and not let him walk out the door?
That, too, is a head-scratcher. That too. I mean, you know, I feel like Gettleman, the moves he's making, and I tell you, just in the New York area, I mean, people are not exactly doing backflips over what's been going on with him. Really, seriously, like, and again, the Beckham thing to me, besides Colin, I love Colin, I love both these guys.
Yeah.
Okay, that they're gone now, but the Beckham thing's just I'll never understand that. This guy is a guy that I feel you want to retire him in your jersey. You want to put him, once he goes in the Hall of Fame, you want him to go in as a New York Giant. And whatever his off-field stuff is, it's nowhere near like Antonio Brown was. You got to work that out. Discipline-wise, it's got to be worked out. Whatever the hell happened there. I think it's just they didn't like him and he didn't like them. I just think there was some disdain there. That's all I could think.
Well, I think the Giants had grown tired and frustrated by the act, and they just wanted to get rid of it and wanted the focus to be on the field.
It's all Wayne's fault.
Well, not all this nonsense off the football field, Taz. Right, I think that's what the Giants did. I think that ultimately that's why they made the decision to make the trade, and they got a trade that they were comfortable in making and pairing off Odell Beckham Jr. But the Gettleman wants to tell you it's purely a football decision. Want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Should the Giants be more transparent about Eli and the Odell trade? Want to hear from you. It's Taz of the Moose on this Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Moose, when it's time to make a hire for your small business, you want to find the best person for the job. And odds are that person's on LinkedIn. LinkedIn makes it easy to match with quality candidates who make the most sense for your role. LinkedIn uses knowledge of both hard and soft skills to match you with the people who fit your role the best. People come to LinkedIn every day to learn and advance their careers, so LinkedIn understands that they're interested in and what they're looking for, which means when you use LinkedIn to hire someone, your matches are based on so much more than a resume. Your matches are based on skills and background, interests, activities, and passions, so you get a group of the most relevant, qualified candidates for your role. That way, you can focus on the candidates you want to spend time talking to and make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at linkedin.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/Taz. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz of the Moose, Tuesday morning with you, CBS Sports Radio. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way. Quiet, Debs.
Excuse me.
Could save some money. Switch to Geico, DD. Homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all right now at geico.com. The tournament has officially tipped off, and CBS Sports Network is ready to bring you in-depth analysis of the Field of 68 and take a look at who has a chance to win it all. Don't miss NCAA March Madness Bracket Breakdown. tonight at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports.
Yeah, so who's
at midnight Eastern time tonight?
Is that what it is, Mike? Mike should know. Mike, yes, no? We don't know.
Yes.
We're not sure. Maybe?
Nope.
We don't know. Yeah.
So we're promoting for on the East Coast stay up to midnight to watch Bracket Breakdown?
Yes. Yes, you have to.
There you go.
Yes, that's right. What we do here.
Yes. Very nice. 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. CBS Sports Network.
No, we got this.
Segla is shaking his head in utter state of confusion.
Yeah, he just has no idea what's going on. Yeah, right. We said earlier, we have the our bracket.
Bilotti
laughs
at him.
We have our gimmick, what do you call it, our tournament for the show here.
Segla is frustrated.
Hello!
Hello,
sir.
Hello.
No, so we have our Final Four gimmick, Schnabitz here. We have our tournament. So now the regular
Taz of the Moose Bracket Challenge.
That's the name we
were
looking
for. Not our tournament. We didn't invent the tournament. The name it's the Taz of the Moose Bracket Challenge.
If we did invent the tournament, know
we'd
both,
be all very wealthy.
Yes, and we wouldn't have Duke and Michigan State on the East in the same bracket. We wouldn't have done that.
We would not have done that.
But
we were in that room, correct.
But what I was getting at was that, you know, usually the regular anchor here is the kid, what's his name, Andrew Bogish.
Andrew Bogish,
right?
Correct.
Yeah, so usually, but, you know, not today. So I was thinking maybe with our other
Brad anchor. Heller.
Yeah, Brad Heller.
Hi, guys.
Oh, it is tonight at midnight.
Brad, what's going on, buddy? How are you, man? You good?
Yeah, good to be back with you.
Good to see you, bro. What I was thinking was
Frankie Heller.
Maybe we do a deal where we bump out, where we get rid of Andrew Bogus in our deal and have Heller take his spot.
A trade, if you will?
No, we're going to cut him and hire you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a complete cut. Travis Heller.
So no compensation in
nothing.
Return.
Just shoot. Thanks for coming. See you later, Andrew. Hello. Come on in, Brad. Right. What do you think?
It's not a better show decision.
I think it might be. I mean, I think we have to have a post-show meeting, Brad, that you will not be in.
Right, we should have Gettleman come in.
So private, yeah, we'll have Gettleman come in.
Hello. Part of the plan.
He could talk on both
Gettleman,
sides of his mouth.
Right, Gettleman, Gettleman won't tell you the truth, but he'll get the job done.
Do you have any interest in being in our tournament bracket deal here?
I have ton of interest. I love the bracket stuff.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
No one's actually asked me. You guys are the first to ask me to join in.
There it is. So now we're six. We've got to figure out what's on the line.
So now hold on a second. So
Bogus has got to be a part of it.
Sir, so you're telling me we can have both of these men?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. So now we got to have a real prize because now, just because Heller's in, we got to have like this giant prize now.
I know. Right. Very rarely Bogus and I are seen in the same room. It's usually one or the other.
That's a good thing. But
that's
so
true.
For a little cashola, are we looking to do like maybe a little.
Oh, wow.
Want to throw, you know, a couple of Dow on it? What do you want to do?
I'm game.
I'm game. He's not even listening to what we're talking about.
I'm not game to put a couple thousand on it.
Breakfast?
Life's easy.
Well, we did breakfast last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could do breakfast again if you want. You want to do breakfast again?
Or we could do it like a case of beer.
If we, no.
Beer are the person's
what
are we, choice.
Just hanging out in a parking lot? What are we, 16? What is that? We're in high school? Let's get beer. Right, come on.
What
beer.
Would you like?
I'm a grown man. I'm exquisite. I have an exquisite palate.
You drink beer.
How about the loser?
Drink Irish beer.
Wine in a parking lot?
Has to host everybody else at a party at their house.
The hell out of
oh,
here.
That's a good one. I
no.
like that.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
No, that's not a good
and we
idea.
Can all pitch in to help, no. so it's yeah. kind of like a potluck.
Right. No. No. No.
That's a good idea.
No.
I like
nope.
that.
Nope. Nope.
The loser.
I'm out.
Come on, Taz.
The hell out of here.
Put the picks out there.
And we'll do it on Saturday night.
There's a good chance I'm going to lose this thing. I don't need you people at my house. My wife will leave me.
Put it out there. No, she would not. You love your wife loves having guests over.
Oh, yeah.
She does.
Family, not strangers. You people are strangers.
What are you talking about? You're talking about you know all the cutlery and everything that you have in your house during the course of the break. You put it to good use.
I was sending Moose pictures of our pots and pans.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, all right. That, it's tremendous.
Well, because you're a connoisseur. You know about that stuff.
And you've got great stuff. Let's put it to use.
I wanted to get some input.
We're all assuming Taz will finish last.
Yeah, but I know. No, there's a good chance. Last year I did horrible. No, but the thing is this, though. Like, I don't need you people at my house. Because then I got Pete the Body right, so milling through my drawers of Mikey B, like hanging out in my bathroom too long. Like, what's going on with that? So, like, you know, that's all I need.
All right, we're not going to do a party. What would you like to do?
Because all you guys couldn't fit. If I lost, you would be able to fit in my place.
Oh, you have a little tiny,
yeah,
like
all right,
a
that's
little.
True.
You have like a little, like in Tokyo, that's how they are. The apartments are very tiny. Yeah, I was in a hotel real quick in Tokyo that Moose. I lay on the bed. I could actually turn the water on in the sink. And with my foot, turned the shower on.
Oh, God.
That's a true story. Beautiful hotel, like very clean.
Yeah, very
tiny.
Right, pack you in.
I'd lay on the bed.
Sure, that worked well for you.
Yeah, it was the longest 3 days of my life.
I'm sure it was.
Went to a better hotel.
That does not sound comfortable.
If I lost and all of you came over, one would have to stand in the bathroom at all times.
Just stand there.
Just stand there.
Be Mikey. All right,
it's
not going to happen.
Mikey loves bathrooms.
All right, we got to come up with something. Yes. We'll come up with something. I think the easiest thing is breakfast again.
Well, why do we got to go easy? Why the path of least resistance?
Because anything else is going to be a headache.
Well, what else is new? Mike, maybe we could have the social media team put up a poll, give a couple of options, let our audience decide. You know what I mean? I mean, now we got Hellerin. That's a big deal. I'm happy about that.
Bob Feller. Well, wait a second. Why is our audience going to decide what's on the line for us?
Because they are part of our
I know they're part
vibe.
Of our show.
Part
but,
of, part
I mean,
of a
why,
big part of our
we
love.
We could put alcohol on the line. You
they're
could put
throw
breakfast
out, like,
on
maybe
the line.
Steak dinners or something. I
easy,
mean,
easy champ. Yeah. You just got in the. You've been in the tournament for 10
no,
minutes. You're making demands.
Calm down. That's what
Taz,
some of the suggestions could be.
You're talking about putting a couple grand on the line per person. He mentions a steak dinner. You're like, oh my God, no.
Get him out.
I mean, Mr. Big Shot. Yeah. Like, hey, what do you think? What do you think? We're inviting every offensive line in the NFL to the dinner.
Del Cheapo.
You're like, how about a couple thou on the line? Heller's like, how about a steak dinner?
Whoa.
No easy there. Easy.
I just thought maybe something.
I didn't say what kind of steak dinner.
Yeah,
right.
I just something maybe like creative. Something. Breakfast is so simple, simplistic. I believe in layers. I believe in that. You know,
lasagna.
That's layered. That's a good all point. Right. That's he's right. But I just think we've got
to right, we'll come up with a poll.
I do think the audience needs to be involved.
Yeah. All right, we'll come up with a poll. Heller.
Good Frankie morning. Hella. What's good going morning. On, Haas? How are you?
Take it away.
All right, guys. This report's sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor. We'll start in the NBA, and we've got a tie for first now in the Western Conference.
Beasley runs it down, gets a pick from Jokic, throws it to Jokic on the pick and pop for another three. Got it again! Nikola Jokic has found the range from downtown, and the Nuggets lead it by 9.
Jason Kosmicki, Nuggets Radio. Nikola Jokic scored 21. The Nuggets beat the Celtics in Boston, 114-105. Denver clinches a playoff spot and is now even for first in the West with Golden State. Steve Kerr's Warriors losing in San Antonio to the Spurs, 111-105.
Sometimes they just don't go in, but that wasn't really the story of the game. I just felt like we got outplayed. You know, it's the hottest team in the league, obviously really well coached, and they're executing, and I thought they out-executed us, out-coached us. They deserve to win.
Yeah, the Spurs have won 9 in a row now and 11 straight at home. Dirk Nowitzki passed Will Chamberlain for 6th on the NBA's all-time scoring list. The Mavs lost to the Pelicans in overtime, 129-125. Russell Westbrook served his one-game suspension. The Heat beat the Thunder in Oklahoma City, 116-107. Kawhi Leonard got the night off for the Raptors. They didn't need him in a 128-92 rout of the Knicks. Kyle Lowry did hurt his ankle, though. Don't know yet if he'll miss any time. And the Trailblazers topped the Pacers, 106-98. From baseball, the Yankees adding depth to their starting rotation, agreeing to a minor league deal with lefty Gio Gonzalez. Here's GM Brian Cashman.
I can't say it's official, but I think we've got
Understanding. Like a baritone sax behind him? What is that, a tuba?
So if everything works through that way, then you'll see him sooner than later.
He did the press conference from a supermarket.
Did you hear that behind him, though?
I did, yeah.
Me at the beginning of that
make announcements at the stadium.
Brad, play it again.
I'll play it again. All right, here we go.
So fun.
Sometimes they just don't go
that's
in.
That's not him.
But I can't say it's official, but I think we've got an understanding, it seems like. So if everything works through that way, then you'll see him sooner than later.
Clean up on aisle 9. Yes, the deal is reportedly worth $3 million if Gonzalez makes the big league roster.
Thank you.
If that doesn't happen by April 20th, then Gio can ask for his release. NFL News, Giants GM Dave Gettleman says he got an offer he couldn't refuse from the Browns for Odell Beckham Jr., and also Eli Manning is still the Giants' starting quarterback. Former Jaguars starting quarterback Blake Bortles headed to the Rams to back up Jared Goff. The Bengals cut linebacker Vontaze Burfict. Hockey, the Lightning clinched the President's Trophy with a 4-1 win over the Coyotes. Gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, your number to call.
Let's go down to Richmond, Virginia. Chris, listen on radio.com. Chris, what's up? You're on with Taz and Moose. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. So I got a new idea for Killer Bees.
All right.
I think that since the Giants are trading away all their assets and the Raiders have all those picks, I think they should give up some of those picks for future Hall of Famer Saquon Barkley. And then you got a new Killer Bees in Oakland. And then my second idea is, you know, how you guys are doing that fan bracket of all the radio listeners for you guys' bracket.
Yeah, Taz and the Moose bracket challenge.
There you go. I think, you know, one of you guys have one of those awesome Christmas presents that Taz got you sitting on your shelf not doing anything.
Yeah.
You guys can offer that up.
That's not nice. Wait a minute, Chris. Hold on a second. That's a sensitive topic around here.
Yeah,
you mean we gift it? Yeah. Hey, Chris, it is something these guys would do.
I'll send it to you right now.
Yeah, it is something these guys would do.
Call the day.
That's not cool, man.
I'm joking. No, it was
I'm trying
very
to have fun, man. It's early in the morning.
Chris, that thing still
it keeps
sitting.
Your drinks warm and your ice drinks cold.
Moose keeps it in the locker.
You guys don't have to wipe the dust off. Leave the dust on there.
I got you. I'll sign it for you.
It's in a just with the run sheet. Only one who uses it around here is what's his name? Mikey B. I see Mike sometimes using it. Right?
I mean, I can't speak for other members of the crew, but yes, I use it.
Pete the Body says he uses it at home, Chris.
I do.
Well said.
Hey.
Right. Okay.
Whoa! All right. I'm not going to get them in you. I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't use it.
We appreciate the call.
I love the gift, though.
Well, listen, Chris makes a good point, though. You know, if you want, you don't want Moose, if you want to be completely mean, just regift. Just use that
I'm not going to regift it. It was a joke.
Yeah, but you're letting that thing, it's a waste of money. You're wasting my money.
I'm not wasting
it's
your
money. Sitting in your locker.
I didn't waste
that
your
thing's
no,
a phenomenal. Give it to one of your kids for school or something.
The thing is ginormous.
Put a sticker on it.
My kids are 6'4" and 2". What are they going to do with that?
Hockey practice is good. Hydration, water.
Taz, they have their Gatorade bottle. They got
that's
plenty
true.
Of
you
got
to have the cool Gatorade bottle.
Right.
You got to squeeze the squeeze bottle. That's a good point.
Right.
I agree
with
that.
Helmet.
That's, you got to have
come
that.
On, Taz.
That's the key. You can't be giving some the Taz thermos.
I'm not giving you honestly.
Looks like a chunk of a diamond.
The Taz family thermos. I'm not giving them that.
Well, the kids at hockey practice like, looking at them like, what are you doing?
Jackson will be like, I can't hold this, Dad.
Dad, this thing's too big.
Right. Jeez. What are you doing to me? I'm like, no.
You're like, I forgot. Mom. I wish Chris wouldn't have brought that up, but I forgot about that you don't use that and other people around here. Pete says he uses
well,
it at
home.
Well,
they do.
I'm not, listening.
They're Gettlemaning you.
As far as next year, by the way, this
don't
coming
be
Christmas,
Dave Gettleman.
I'm done. There's no gifts for me. Done. Nothing.
We'll get to that around the holidays.
I'm just letting you know that right now in the spring. Done.
We got a lot of hurdles to get to before, we get to the holidays.
We got a lot to do,
Taz. There's a lot of shows to do.
Just want to be on the record with
right.
that right now.
We've got some issues we've got to resolve.
A lot of issues.
Right.
Yes, that's true. Good point.
Hear that lean mean? 6:38 on a Tuesday.
That's wow, look at you. You're right. Lean mean might. I bet you there's a good chance he did log that. Just type it away.
We'll get into the future of Peyton Manning, how One Network is basically groveling on their knees for him. We'll get into that next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Who will be college basketball's national champion? Call in and make your opinion known on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at a player who got it done. This week, it's Damian Lillard, the All-Star guard, piled up 30 points and 15 assists as the Blazers knocked off the Pacers 106-98 out in Portland. The Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Vin Parisi, Fox Sports college basketball analyst. He's going to join us in studio for all of your bracket needs. And we're going to run through as many of the matchups as we possibly can.
Well, we're going to have enough time. I know that much. But here's the thing.
That's what it takes time.
Yeah, I know. Hey, bro. I've already changed who I think is going to win this whole thing.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going to share with you. Don't share with the audience. This is who I have now.
I look forward to Thursday morning.
Yeah. So, but it might change again.
Okay, that's fine.
But see, this is what some might think my gimmick is, that I just every day pick a different champion, show you, and then I could always say, well, I initially had Duke in it. Remember I had Duke yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't have Duke anymore.
Okay.
So I'm kind of protecting my, you know, my butt here. You know what
All
I mean?
Right.
But I'm not doing that. This one that I just showed you who I think the champion's going to be, I don't know why it's top secret for me, but it is. I'm just sharing this with you. Nobody else knows this, Moose. This is why we're a team.
I gotcha.
You understand? Team.
I understand. All right, Thursday morning, we'll
unveil it. Maybe you want to
share
with me who you got? I haven't
filled it out yet.
Oh, okay.
I've not filled out my bracket.
Kind of jumped the gun, I guess I did.
A little bit. Well, we got Thursday morning. We got 3 hours to break it all down on Thursday morning before the tournament gets going.
That's why. Once we get Vin in here, I'm going to get a lot. I need a lot of advice from Vin.
Vin looking dapper and sharp as always.
He doesn't realize we're doing radio.
That's exactly right.
This guy's wearing a sports jacket. He's wearing a bow tie.
Very handsome man.
A vest. He's got patent leather shoes on. The hell's he doing?
And he's got three young boys at home, too. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. He's such a sharp
person. How well put together he looks.
He's going to look great on radio.
It does. I know. We have to let him know there is no video. Not yet.
He's pulling out folders out of his bag. He's getting me nervous.
Well, because he's prepared.
Oh, my God. He's got pens. He's got highlighters.
That's what prepared looks like.
I know.
Right there. You got it.
That's messed up.
I'm joking with you. Your head's...
That's just a shot in the
yin. I wasn't taking a shot at you. By the way, going to break about Peyton Manning, the retired, soon-to-be Hall of Famer. We know what he was as a quarterback in the regular season, what he was in the postseason.
Yeah.
Went to the Super Bowl three occasions, winning twice, one with the Indianapolis Colts, one with the Denver Broncos, Taz, in being a Super Bowl champion. The ESPN is looking for a new color analyst to replace Jason Witten, who decided to get out of the broadcast booth and go back to the playing field, inking that one-year, $3.5 million deal with the Dallas Cowboys to play tight end. ESPN is, you want to talk about all out to get Peyton Manning into the broadcast booth, to the point where the president of ESPN, right, hopped on a plane and flew out to Denver to meet with Peyton Manning to try and convince him to take the Monday Night Football analyst gig.
Man.
What?
That's called being over.
But here's,
when you got that, you are over, yes.
But here's the deal, Taz. That's great effort, and we know that ESPN wants him.
Right.
And, anything will be better than what – anything will be better than what Witten was last year.
Oh, my God, it was horrible.
And at least they've gotten rid of – officially gotten rid of that dopey booger-mobile.
Yeah, I hated that thing.
But once a guy tells you no, right, and it's done – I don't want to be a broadcaster. I don't want to go into and Peyton Manning's got a lot of things going on in his life, right?
Yeah.
He's an entrepreneur. He's got things outside of football. He's made himself a ton of money. He gets involved in helping people out out when he needs to, especially young quarterbacks if he feels the need to do so. If people ask him for help. If he doesn't want to be a broadcaster, if you hop on a plane and head out to Denver, is now all of a sudden he's going to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? Now I'll do it.
Yeah, well, I know what you're saying, but maybe it's a thing where they got some kind of a feel from his people or from him that he's unsure. Maybe it's not a money thing. Maybe it's just he don't know if he wants to travel. Maybe they tell him how to make life easy on him. maybe that's it. Or maybe it's a thing where maybe Manning doesn't want to go on here to be a color analyst because in that role, okay, you have to, no matter what sport you're covering, including pro wrestling, you have to put over the other guys. You have to take your ego, and the letter I has to come out of your vocabulary. You take your ego, you have to check it. I'm not saying that Manning's got an ego. What I'm saying is I've seen that in wrestling where a lot of guys did not want to become color commentators because it's a grind, but most importantly, you got to go out there and humble yourself and compliment all these other guys and girls, and it's not about you anymore. That's what a lot of people don't realize. When you do color commentary as a former athlete, it's not about you anymore. It's about the people, the game you're covering, the players you're covering. I'm not saying that's the case with Manning. I'm just giving you something that some people might not think
right,
about.
Right, but being a wrestling analyst is a lot more of a grind than a football analyst.
Yes, I agree with that.
Year round.
Yes, correct. But it's still the concept of let's go on the air.
No, I get it.
But
I can understand where if you've made yourself a lot of money, you're a multimillionaire, or you did well as a wrestler, where you say to yourself, I don't know if I necessarily want to do that. Right. If I want to sign up to the travel and everything that goes along with
every week.
Every week. Yeah. I mean, you look at football; it's not that big of a commitment.
Right. And they're flying on private planes.
It begins in August.
Right.
It ends in at some point in January,
right, correct.
Unless last weekend of January, or if it's ESPN, it'll be the second weekend of January, because you're not going to have the Super Bowl, so you're not going to be a part of that broadcast. So it's not a huge commitment. Usually, you fly out Wednesday, before the game,
meetings beforehand,
right? You have meetings on Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday you kind of hang out and get yourself prepped and ready to go, and then you do the game on Sunday, and then you fly back home on a private jet, or a private plane or what have you.
It's not exactly,
and you're staying in great hotels,
Of course, and there's no expense,
right? Correct. There's no expense that comes your way. It's talking about football, but it still is a commitment. I can understand where someone says, I don't know if I want to do that year round. Right. I mean, that's a big commitment year round. You're looking at the span of what, seven months?
Right.
I mean, then you have five months
it's
off.
It's a good point. But just again, when I'm
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
I get it. Ego wise, I understand. I don't.
A lot
think
of guys are like that. I'm just telling you.
I don't know if that. I really don't think that's the case.
It's
with
probably
Eli,
not the case.
With Peyton Manning,
I just wanted to let people know that could be the case.
Sure,
because I've seen it in my world.
But for Peyton, we've seen him hop on Saturday Night Live. We've seen him
self-deprecating
poke fun of himself.
Guy. Yeah.
We've seen him joke around about. I don't think Eli's. I don't think Peyton Manning is
sitting there. He doesn't come off like that.
I can't joke around, or I can't make it about somebody else in talking about football. I think it's a case of where some guy, he just doesn't want to do it. I mean, especially in today, Taz, where everyone is ultra critical. Where if you're not brilliant, or if you're not Tony Romo to begin with, where people are falling over themselves because of what Romo's doing in the broadcast booth,
love him.
You're almost a failure.
Yeah.
You can't deal with Jason Witten going through some rookie year struggles.
He was horrible.
And I know he was bad, but it does not necessarily mean not everyone's brilliant to begin with. Romo was, and people are falling over themselves. So. Now, if Peyton Manning is not Tony Romo, then people are also going to define him as being kind of a failure year one. If I'm Peyton Manning.
You're right, though. You're right.
If I'm Peyton Manning, why would I need that headache?
Right. Well, that's the thing. And the thing where Manning is, if Peyton wants to do this way, he's in a good position. It's an upgrade. No matter who replaces Witten, it's an upgrade because Witten sucked. So that's where it's a good thing. So it's okay to replace the guy who sucked. If you're going in there replacing Troy Aikman, that's a tough deal. Troy Aikman does a really good job, and I think he had a flawless, flawless transition into the booth years ago when he stopped playing. So if you're going in and replacing, Tony Romo, because people like him and he's good, and he's a quiet taste for some people. My point is, you're replacing a guy who stinks. So people might not be as critical on you because you got to be better than that guy because he sucked. If I haven't mentioned, I don't think he was that good Witten. So the thing is, and you're getting to work with a real pro in Tessitore. That guy's great. He's a great play-by-play guy. He's phenomenal. He really is. So, you're getting to work with a real guy there. But, you're right. I mean, it just could be a thing where he just doesn't want to do it. And he's entitled to that. He is.
Taz, for him, where money, he's going to get paid a ton of money. But, for him at this stage, he's made himself a lot of money, right? Money's really not a factor. Why would you want the headache? would you want the headache of getting called out if you mess this up? Or, hey, you're good, but you're not Romo good. Or, maybe he's bad. I mean, you don't know. I mean, it's difficult. That's a tough job to say whether there have been guys where you said, oh, this guy's going to be great. He stepped in the broadcast booth. And he's been an absolute stiff.
Everyone you don't thought, like Aikman? You don't like Aikman? Do you like Aikman?
I like Aikman.
I like Aikman.
But I'll tell you this. Everyone thought Rex Ryan was going to be a star.
Oh, horrible. I know. I thought he was going to be good.
Everyone, I heard people say he's going to be the next John Madden.
Yeah, no.
And he's not.
I know. You're right. But a lot of people did feel like that.
A lot of people felt like that. So maybe Peyton Manning saying, I've got a lot of money. Why do I need to deal with the headache?
I could do that job with my eyes closed, Moose. I'm letting you know, bro.
As self-confidence.
I'll still do the show here with you. I'll still be here every morning.
Go hand in hand.
Thank you, brother.
You got it. Vin Parisi, College Hoops, Fox Sports next. Hats, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.